Quick little business lesson to all the young kings, young queens, old queens. We love you even more, actually. To the old kings too out there still building amazing companies. So I was, we all kind of like learn about money, right? But we never really learn about what money is. And simply, money is just such a store of value. Since I have money, I can go buy the car instead of build a car. I can buy food. I just bought food. Instead of cook the food and make the food and package the food, right? So I can buy time and I can buy services. I can buy goods and services, okay? Now, one of the most important thing that people then get confused on or get caught up in is hoarding money, hoarding capital, right? But that becomes a pretty big risk because, like we said, money itself has no value, right? It's a store of value, right? But without the presence of goods and services, it is actually useless. Because if you can't buy something, then what's the point of having something that you can use to buy things, okay? Now, in the context of business, I was thinking through it in a different way, right? I was trying to figure out a way to understand what should I be trying to earn? What should I focus my time on acquiring? Should I focus my time on acquiring and saving money? Or is there something even better than money, okay? And I think I've kind of like figured it out right now. It's pretty simple. It's not necessarily genius type of thought. But if you go through this thought exercise, okay, where I just said, hey, money has no value, but people use it to buy things of value, right? Time, expertise, whatever, right? Well, then would you rather own money or would you rather own the things that create the goods and services for society and for people? Well, if you have a brain on your shoulder, you would rather own talent, systems, IP that creates the goods and services and own that instead of necessarily trying to own a lot of money. So as an example, or as a focus, you should take all the money you have and go acquire talent, systems, IPs, SOPs, processes, so you can be the person who can create the most amount of goods and services. This idea of owning productive assets instead of owning a bunch of capital is even more important today where money's losing a bunch of value, you know, inflation this, inflation that, you know, BBLs here, BBL there. I'm joking. But on a serious note, for me, a lot of the time, like to make sense of what I'm doing, I have to kind of like build understanding on a deeper level. It's not just, oh, you should hire people. You should own systems. Why? I need to know why I'm owning and I'm spending multiple six figures a month on people, on talent. Well, if I have access to the smartest people and we can keep building amazing products and services, well, it doesn't matter what the economy is doing. We're always going to print because we can create things out of thin air. All right, so to summarize this little segment, the focus is on owning productive assets over stacking a bunch of cash. Whenever you get an influx of cash in your business or in your life, the focus should be on allocating that capital into more productivity, not saving it, okay? The biggest risk that you will ever face is being the person who is cash rich, but productivity poor, okay? And what I mean by that is people who don't have team. They have running like a team of five people, and they actually brag about being a team of five. Crazy to me, blows my mind. They don't have content running and producing leads and warming and nurturing people, right? That's also a form of productivity, right? Because people consume content even when you're not working, right? Like this video will be seen by a lot of people. I don't necessarily need to make it. It's a technical form of productivity, in my opinion. But that's it, guys. Hope you enjoyed this.